Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And running on a late Thursday night, early Friday morning here on The Fan. It is Gordon Damer, your overnight oasis, with you for the next 5 hours as we take you up to the warm-up show at 5 a.m. Of course, the number you know, 888-808-1019. Do we have enough to talk about this evening? Do we have enough to discuss tonight? I think we do. The Knicks' performance, opening day is now in the books for both the Yankees and the Mets. We'll hit on some Jets and Giants stuff over the course of the next 5 hours. We have to bring back our wrestling catchphrase tournament. Voting will continue there on Twitter a little bit later on in the show. Some other fun things along the way, but where we have to begin, of course, is with the baseball. Yankees go out in their season opener against the Giants, get a win. It was such a good performance. I don't think, I could be wrong, but I don't think there was anything for Yankee fans to complain about. That's how complete a performance it was. All the complaints were about the broadcast on Netflix, which I didn't have high expectations for going in, but holy hell, it was even worse than I expected. It was bad. It was, rough watch. At least they don't have another game, I think, until August. So we can all prepare ourselves for that. But then, yesterday, Mets go out, their season opener, and also get a win. On a day where Pete Alonso went 0-for-3, I think. So, Met fans, you can celebrate as well. At least for one day. There's nothing to complain about. Win for the Yankees. Win for the Mets. And just the way you wanted to start out your season, if you're a Yankee fan or if you're a Met fan. Holding hands, kumbaya moments. Both fan bases can feel good about the way their season opened up. And let's be honest, the way things started for the Mets, giving up a couple of runs in that first inning, you thought, oh boy, here we go. Paul Skeens on the mound. But Paul Skeens apparently was not long for that game, out in the first inning. Shocker. And the Mets bats, I wouldn't say necessarily exploded, but you got everything. If you look in your mind's eye of what a Met lineup will look like in the positive sense this year, I think you got a lot of it. Now, it wasn't perfect. I think the pitching wasn't perfect. Freddy Peralta wasn't perfect, but it was an opening day win. And that's what you're hoping for. That's what you're looking for. Get off to a good start. Because I got to be honest, I haven't been on since, you know, the Yankees and since opening day got started out in San Francisco. But I'm not going to have some major takeaway from opening day. I'm not going to panic over Aaron Judge going, oh, Aaron Judge went over. The Yankee performance was so good, not even Yankee fans can complain about it. There was nothing that you could yell about Aaron Boone in that game. He doesn't run Netflix. Brian Cashman, he's trying to learn about Netflix so he can take those lessons and transport them to the Yankees, but he doesn't run Netflix. There was nothing in that Yankee win that you can complain about Brian Cashman, Aaron Boone, Hal Steinbrenner, or anybody. Same thing with the Mets. Nothing to complain about. But I'm not going to have major takeaways. Oh, my God. Luis Robert Jr. had a couple. He's going to be massive this year. We'll see. It is funny to me. Yankee fans are ticked off that their outfielder is making $20 million and hit 30 home runs last year. The Mets center fielder is making $20 million and has been barely a functioning major league player the last two seasons. But that's for another day. This is about opening day. This is about optimism. This is about looking forward to a brand new season. Both teams starting 1-0. So I don't have any takeaways from opening day that's any different than how I felt going into the season. It's one game. And every single year, people forget how long a baseball season is. Every single year. They always forget. We've watched them. We've taken part in them. We've rooted for teams. And every single year. All you have to know is the NBA season takes forever. And the baseball season's twice as long. It goes for, it's going to go from now until it heats up outside all summer long, July 4th, the dog days of August, into September, into October before we get to the playoffs. So one out of 162 does not really reverberate for me, either Yankees or Mets. But I will say there was one major storyline, and I guess it's still intact because it's only one game, going into the Yankee season that I got to be honest with you is 180 degrees in the wrong direction. And I think that if you think about it, if anybody would think about it for a split second, they would realize it too. Going into the season opener, leading up all the baseball previews that I could see or read or hear or watch on TV, they all said the same thing. The Yankees, the New York Yankees, are under tremendous pressure this year. The Yankees are under the most pressure this year. There's no team in baseball that is facing more pressure than the New York Yankees. And I would say, really? You think so? The Yankees are facing the most pressure? Because what is pressure? Pressure is living up to expectations, right? And that's fair. The Yankees do have major expectations. They are expected to be a playoff team. They're expected to win a division. They're expected to get back to a World Series, if not win a World Series. A lot of people have very high expectations. It seemed like every media member this year is picking the Yankees to win a World Series. So you might say, well, based on those expectations, there is major pressure on the New York Yankees. The only problem with that is if you're saying that the pressure is coming from the expectations, there has to also be ramifications if, for whatever reason, you don't live up to the expectations. And the ramifications area of the New York Yankees tells you they're not feeling any pressure at all. And you know this to be true. If for some, let's just come up with a couple of scenarios, right? Let's say the Yankees have a typically good season. They win 90 games. They're a playoff team. They get into the playoffs this year, and they don't get to the World Series. They don't win the World Series. They don't get to the World Series. What are going to be the ramifications? If they're under this incredible pressure, you would say, boy, people are going to lose their jobs. There's going to be massive changes if they don't live up to these expectations, if they don't live up to this pressure. Do you think that anybody's going to lose their job if the Yankees don't make the World Series? If the Yankees don't win the World Series this year? To me, like Sonny and Cher used to sing, that'd just be a case of the beat goes on, man. That's just another year in the Bronx. Do you think Aaron Boone will lose his job if the Yankees don't win the World Series? I don't think so. Do you?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If the Yankees don't make the World Series this year, do you think that Brian Cashman's going to lose it? I think there's a better chance Brian Cashman fires Hal Steinbrenner than Hal Steinbrenner fire. Than the other way around. So I don't think Brian Cashman's going to lose his job. So if you're telling me that the Yankees are under this tremendous pressure, pressure from who? The fans? It's clear they don't care about what the fans think, and probably rightfully so, they shouldn't, because if Aaron Judge goes 0-for-4 in the second game of the season, I'm sure we'll be getting called. This guy, you got to get him out of here. He hasn't been the same since the World Baseball Classic. You know, I'm sure that's what's. So maybe they shouldn't be listening to the fans. But you can't tell me the pressure is coming from the fans when the fans have no, there's no impact of the fan disapproval. Fans have been ticked off basically since 2009. What has that gotten? How has that changed things? So you can't tell me the Yankees are under this tremendous pressure if there's no ramifications for not reaching the World Series or winning the World Series. Now, look, if they went out and have a bad season, right? If they're 82 and if they're fluctuating above 500 at the end of the season, they finish the season 82 and 80. Are there going to be people getting their jobs fired from their jobs there? Maybe. I'd have to see how it looks. But you know what? That happened, what, 3 years ago? Nobody lost their job. So where is this pressure you're talking about? What are you talking about? I would say that the Yankees, and I think that they almost pride themselves on this fact, that they're the most stable organization out there, right? They still have PTSD of living with George, where every single year there was turnover. Yankees lose a World Series in 81 to the Dodgers, and George is out there apologizing for the performance of his team. Those days are gone, guys. So I don't think that the Yankees are under a tremendous amount of pressure at all, and certainly not the most pressure in baseball. What are you talking about? Well, based on what? Did you just get transported here from another time, from another planet? The Yankees have made it clear to you, nothing's changing. Now, if they win a World Series, fantastic. I'm not saying they don't want to win, but they're not all hell-bent on winning. Because if you're telling me, another perfect example, there's tremendous pressure on them to win this year. Okay, how'd they go about the offseason? They make major changes? No, we all said they're running it back. They hate that, but that's what they're doing. They're running it back from last year. Team didn't even make the World Series last year, but now they're under this tremendous... It's just not true. If you want to talk about somebody who's under pressure, the manager of the Mets is under far more pressure than Aaron Boone is the Yankee manager. And I would think that David Stearns, I don't think that he's going to get fired, but if we're just ranging things, right, from who's not under pressure, I would think David Stearns is under more pressure than Brian Cashman. And Mendoza, certainly. Because in the offseason, well, let's run it down. Last year, they had a disastrous year. It certainly seems like the clubhouse mix was part of the reason for the moves that they made this offseason. They go out, fail to make the playoffs despite having the second highest payroll in the sport. They go out and make all these changes, including firing the coaching staff outside of Carlos Mendoza. And they bring in this guy to be the bench coach. Is it Kai Correa? Who certainly seems like he's the next manager of the Mets at some point. Now, I think the Mets are going to be a good team this year. I think they're going to be a playoff team this year. But if they're not, if we get a couple of months into the season and for some reason things ain't clicking, the Mets are fluctuating around 500, it doesn't look a whole lot different than it did the year before in the second half of the year. I can tell you who's going to be the first one to take the blame, the first one to take the hit. It'll be Carlos Mendoza. Now, that might be right, that might be wrong, but if we're just gauging right now, in real time, who's under the most pressure, it ain't Aaron Boone. He's got his feet kicked up. He's good to go. Everything's going to be fine. Relax. Carlos Mendoza, he's under far more pressure, especially since the fact that the guy they brought in Kai Correa, he seems like, if you were to throw into ChatGPT, hey, come up with a guy who would be the prototypical guy to be the manager of a David Stearns-type team. That guy, Kai Correa, he's the guy. Wasn't a star player. He went to an Ivy League school. I'm not sure if he went to Princeton or Harvard, or he went somewhere in the Ivy League. I think he played at Harvard. He got his start in Major League Baseball in development and analysis. With the Giants, he was like the defensive position genius behind the scenes kind of thing. And focusing on winning on the margins, on the base paths, on defense, all those type of things. So that guy's already, It's not like he's just out there. He's part of the team right now. He's in the dugout right now. So if you want to talk about somebody who's under the most pressure, I'm sorry, but it ain't the Yankees. The Yankees poo-poo your pressure. Now, should the Yankees be under more pressure? Yes, of course. We all agree on that, I think. You know? We want to see them get back to a World Series. We want to see them win a World Series. But that, I'm not talking about what you would do or what I would do. I'm talking about the real world. And in the real world, I'm sorry, the Yankees aren't under a tremendous amount of pressure, because pressure can only come from within. And based on the results, if the results go somewhat according to form, and really, even if they don't go completely according to form, it seems like they're just going to ride it out some more. Just ride it on out. But just because you want them to be under pressure doesn't mean that they are. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number, 888-808-1019. So if you want to get in on the Mets win today, the performance of the Mets as they show out. And look, we tried this earlier in the offseason. If you want to apologize to David Stearns now, get to see it for one day, see how it looks, see the new lineup. Certainly, you will have that chance over the next 5 hours at 888-808-1019. And I will say, I heard a lot today about, well, this is the way that you want to put together a team, right? Solid at bats. It doesn't have to be about power. It doesn't have to be about home runs. You'll get some home runs. Well, I guess it depends on what your goal is. If your goal as a Met fan this year is, I just want to get back to the playoffs, give it a run, see if we can, you know, get back to where we were a couple of years ago, or facing the Dodgers in the National League Championship Series, get another chance against them and see if we can take down the big bad Dodgers. If that's your goal, well, then, yeah, this might work out just perfectly. If you look at this as like a new start where you're trying to put in the pieces in place of a David Stearns type team, and this is really year one because this was the first offseason he could really go about and put in the type of team he wants in place, making major changes, breaking up the old core, I guess that's possible. But if you're looking to be a World Series contender, what baseball tells you, not me, baseball tells you is you have to hit home runs. You have to hit them in the regular season, and you got to hit them in the postseason. You go through the last dozen years. If you don't finish top 10 in home runs for the season, almost certainly you're not going anywhere in October. And if you don't finish top 5 in home runs over the last 6 years, you don't win the World Series. You have to be able to hit home runs. That is, there's no bigger fallacy in sports maybe right now than come October, you're not going to be able to hit these home runs. Yes, you will, and you better. Otherwise, you're not going to win. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Let's go out to the phones. We'll start things off with Jack is in Jersey. Jack, first up on the Fan.
Everyone says that Aaron Judge is the best hitter in baseball.
He is.
Now, I don't understand how anyone could say that when he plays like a tremendous tookus.
All right, there we go. We got a tookus on the line. All right. He is. I don't know what to tell you. He is the best hitter in baseball. He might not be the best player because Ohtani exists and he can do two things and all that type of stuff. But in terms of the best hitter, there's no question who the best hitter in baseball is. Just go look at the stats. And, you know, the thing about Judge, you know, getting back to the whole thing about, well, Judge has to, there's pressure on Judge. Oh, boy, big pressure on Judge. He's got to win. He's got to win a World Series. It's weird because Judge is already an all-time great player. But to be an all-time great Yankee, you got to win a World Series. But to be an all-time great player, you don't. Barry Bonds, all-time. No, I've never seen a hitter. Now, we know how he did it. Gee, how does he hit those home runs at that age? Oh, that's right. But you don't have to win a World Series to be a great all-time. Like the next game the Yankees play, Aaron Judge, God forbid, could go out and suffer some sort of injury that ends his career. And within 5 years, when the waiting period is up, he will be in the Hall of Fame. He will be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Three MVPs, should have a fourth one that Altuve and the cheating Astros stole away. But to be an all-time great Yankee, you got to win a World Series. Unfortunately, just the way it is. It's the burden of playing for the greatest franchise in the history of North American team sports. So, is there pressure on Judge to win a World Series? Well, I mean, it's not solely up to him. And the narrative of, well, he just never performs in the big spot. Well, we went through it the last time after the World Baseball Classic. The last playoff series he played, he hit 600 and had an OPS, I think, of like 1,400. He was not the problem. He was not pitching. That was the problem. The pitching was the problem. And to win a World Series, you need the whole team. Can't, you know, this is not basketball. Basketball is a singular sport. To be the singular greatest player in your sport, that's the league where great players win. Because of the way it's the five guys on the court at one time, and the singular superstar has the ball in his hands. Baseball's different. Baseball's weird. So is there pressure on Judge to win a World Series? To be a great Yankee? Yes, there is. But to be a great all-time player? No, there's not.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.